Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to the latest episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills. As we get ready for week 10, is the Buffalo Bills, with their 6-2 record, head to Cleveland to take on the Browns, who sit at 2-6, and an interesting matchup, right? Many Bills fans upset over this past week, where the Bills are sitting at 6-2, the Browns at 2-6, yet Cleveland is a 3-point favorite heading into Sunday's game. And it is one of those interesting matchups, right? I think we all take a look at it. You know, you think to yourself, you've got a lot of talent in Cleveland, right? You look at this squad, and we'll talk about the things that we're looking forward to with this game. And I don't understand why this team is 2-6. I mean, in some ways, you can look to the schedule. I look at the victory 40-25 over the Baltimore Ravens and think to myself, okay, this team should be performing better than they are. Really, what is it, right? And it's hard to put your finger on just one thing. And I know it's easy to do that, to say, oh, it's a quarterback, or oh, it's the coaching, or any of these pieces. But with that being said, there's five things that I'm really keeping an eye on during this game on Sunday. And of course, want to run through all of these with you. The first thing on the list for the Buffalo Bills is the play of Devin Singletary. Obviously, a breakout game for him against the Washington Redskins, the 24-9 victory. He had the touchdown, 20 rushing attempts for 95 yards, 3 receptions for 45 yards, and of course, a pretty electric 49-yard reception on a well-executed screen pass by the Buffalo Bills. And when you take a look at these pieces, right, Devin Singletary, you think to yourself, okay, was this more about game plan, right? Knowing that the Washington Redskins defense, very strong up the middle. We saw that with Frank Gore and him kind of being stymied on his runs, where for whatever reason, they were just using him as a battering ram right up the middle. And I don't even want to get into the stuff with the jumbo packages and sets that they had. But Devin Singletary, very effective against the Washington Redskins. Again, 140 yards on the day with the touchdown, and it's just something that we're going to continue to see. There have been flash plays from him earlier in the season. You think back to the week one victory over the New York Jets, how critical he was to the team's success in the second half. And now you've got Devin Singletary, probably not going to sneak up and surprise anybody at this point, the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. But is it going to be a combination of Gore and Singletary? Is he going to be the main back, the lead back for the Bills heading into this game? That's the first thing that I'm really keeping an eye on, because I think as we talk about the Buffalo Bills offense, he can be that sort of a dynamic playmaker, right? Does not have game-changing speed, but kind of his ability to make moves, to find an open pocket. Again, you've seen him be dangerous as a receiver, an additional weapon for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills offense. I'd love to see him continue to dominate the touches out of the backfield against the Cleveland Browns. Now, the second thing that I'm taking a look at, and it focusing on another rookie for the Bills, is going to be the play of Ed Oliver against the Cleveland Browns. And I say this because you take a look at someone like Oliver, right? And you think of his play, only 18 snaps against the Washington Redskins. Now, there was some talk, was this maybe something where the Buffalo Bills sending a little bit of a message to the rookie? In my opinion, I think it had kind of more to go with game flow. When you think of the Redskins interim coach Bill Callahan, you know this is a guy that is really focused on running the ball, running it again, and running it some more. Adrian Peterson, of course, got off to a great start in the first half. We've heard a lot about gap integrity this past week. The Buffalo Bills effective in shutting him down in the second half, just giving up 3 second-half points. And really, that came after the horrific 15-yard punt from Corey Bohorquez. So, you know, with that said, the Bills were able to clean things up. But 51 snaps on offense for the Washington Redskins. They really did not have the ball a whole lot. He played about 35% of the snaps. And I think it will be a different defensive game plan this weekend, as the Bills will need to provide more pressure, especially up the middle, that Oliver can excel at. against Baker Mayfield and trying to disrupt the passing game of the Cleveland Browns. Of course, they're a talented run team. What is that going to look like? I tend to think it might be a little bit more of a 50-50 split. But how will Ed Oliver respond? Was this something that was meant to be a message to the first-round draft pick for the Bills? Or is it something that it just really did tie into the game flow and he's going to be out there more on Sunday against the Browns? Their offensive line definitely been struggling a bit this season. So that is another thing that I will truly monitor, number two on the list. Number three, probably the most exciting for me. What are the Bills going to do with Tre'Davious White, and how are they going to defend Odell Beckham Jr.? We saw against Terry McLaurin from the Washington Redskins this past weekend, you really had White shadowing him, kind of shutting him down again, going against a rookie quarterback. So I know all of these pieces, but it was interesting because really for the first time, we truly did see that from Tre'Davious White. And I have to imagine the Buffalo Bills will have him going wherever Odell Beckham Jr. goes on the field on Sunday. You know, for Beckham, it's been interesting, right? I mean, here is a guy that is on pace for 78 receptions, 1,150 yards receiving, and two touchdowns for the year, right? He's only got one touchdown so far, which I think is the biggest point of probably frustration, not just for Beckham, but of course for Browns fans as well. And if you were to look at things and say, hey, a receiver with close to 80 receptions, close to 1,200 yards receiving, that's not a bad year. But when you think of the expectations for Beckham, the wide receiver that he was with the Giants, you're thinking to yourself, there's got to be some sort of a breakout game coming for him sometime soon. Obviously, as fans of the Buffalo Bills, we hope that is not coming on Sunday. And the best defense for the Bills would be to have Tre'Davious White truly shadow him. So that is something I'm looking for, how they will defend him, hoping that it will be Trey White going wherever Odell Beckham Jr. goes. But that is something for us to see, and I think it's worth monitoring in due time. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back. I've got two other things I'm keeping an eye on for this game on Sunday. But of course, don't forget, I want to get your feedback as well. Hit me up on Twitter at Anth Marino, or you can hit me at BuffaloRumblings.com in the comment section at any time. Hang tight. I'll be right back after this.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome back to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino back with you once again. Thanks for hanging with us throughout the break. Other things really keeping an eye on for the Bills game against the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. And really the first thing, you know, as we take a look at this, right, it's the play of quarterback Baker Mayfield for the Cleveland Browns. And I got to be honest, I'm not really quite sure what to make of the guy right now. And I think it's, you know, it's easy if you're on Twitter, you see the things online, you've seen the press conference. I don't want to call it a press conference, but the media availability that he had last week where Mayfield very short with reporters walking off. Then you see the, you know, him at the podium this past weekend. I mean, really with a very different look for him, looking very disheveled, being compared to one of the wet bandits, right, from the Home Alone movies, which is just kind of, you know, it's funny and you chuckle at it and all these pieces in itself. And then everything back and forth from when Mayfield walked into the game against the Denver Broncos and kind of had the beer going. Then by game time, he's got the handlebar mustache. Then by the end of the game in the press conference, he just has the regular mustache, where you're thinking to yourself, like, what is going on with this young guy? And it's interesting, right? Because a guy that had great success, of course, in college, had great success last year as a rookie, right? I mean, you think about it, 13 starts in 2018, 27 passing touchdowns, setting the NFL mark for that, 14 interceptions, but again, really showing signs of life for the Cleveland Browns franchise. And albeit while the Bills are playing the Browns this weekend, I hope the Bills absolutely smash them. I've always had a bit of a soft spot for the Browns and for their fans. course, these two teams close to each other, you know, in proximity, two fan bases that have, you know, gone through some tough times, both trying to find that franchise quarterback. And I remember thinking at the end of last year, hey, the Browns have Baker Mayfield, the Bills have Josh Allen, and to an extent, you know, the Jets have Sam Darnold. And, you know, Mayfield always had this great sense of confidence that came with him. You know, yes, for some people, maybe a little bit cockier than you would like, but as you would see it, and it's like, listen, if he can relate to his teammates, if he can bring the best out of them, if he can play well, and as you look at things right now, the 2019 season, things are just not going well by any stretch. 58.7% completion percentage. The team is sitting at 2-6, 7 passing touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Baker Mayfield is just struggling. And I don't know what to point to because, again, you look at the promising 2018 season. Yes, the coaching changes, what can happen there, but Freddie Kitchens gave him some consistency, right, with what they had in 2018 coming to 2019. When they added Odell Beckham Jr. via trade, you know, I'm thinking to myself, okay, here's one of the most dynamic playmakers in the NFL. You add him with this promising second-year quarterback. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I bought into all of the hype where some people were even, you know, calling them contenders to play in the AFC Championship game or even make it to the Super Bowl. But I am surprised the Cleveland Browns are where they are right now. And to me, I just am having a hard time trying to understand what it is that's happened with Mayfield and where the changes have been. And again, I've seen these press conferences. I've seen the changes in mustache. I've seen his hair and what he's wearing and all these things. And in some ways, I'm asking myself, like, is Baker Mayfield okay? Like, it's one thing to go through a slump and have a bad game and all of these different pieces. But when I saw him at the podium after the 24-19 loss to the Denver Broncos the other day, I honestly didn't know what to make of it. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, again, a second-year quarterback, you see him in good gosh, you watch any football on Sunday, he's in every other commercial taking place. You know, but you go through these things and you're just like, I just wonder, you know, what is happening with all of this? Again, you see him snapping at the press. Then you see that press conference after the Broncos game, the whole mustache, facial hair change. I just didn't know what to make of it. So, you know, it is one of those guys, you know, he is talented, you know, he has ability. And where I'm kind of going with all this, right, you have to think at some point he is going to snap out of it, that he is going to become more of the quarterback that we saw last year and start to deliver on some level. And you have to hope to yourself that game is not against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. But, you know, Mayfield, again, that's the guy, right, for them that I'll be keeping an eye on. You know, of course, they've got some ultra-talented players in a Myles Garrett, Nick Chubb. Who knows what they're going to do with Kareem Hunt, with him back on the field on Sunday. But Mayfield, I'll be curious to see if, you know, it's a continuation of what we've seen throughout this year, or if potentially if he reverts back to the player that he was in 2018, because it was an exciting rookie season for him. And it's something, you know, again, for so many of us, just keeping an eye on. And I'll be curious to see what he looks like on Sunday against the Bills defense. The fifth and final thing on my list, and probably the most important, is will Josh Allen pass for 300 yards on Sunday? Obviously, I say that being sarcastic and jest. I do not understand the obsession with people wanting for Allen to pass for 300 yards. It's this arbitrary number that is out there at some point. You can look to the game against the Redskins. He was 14 out of 20, 8 yards per attempt. Yes, it was only 160 yards. It was a short game, as we talked about, only 51 offensive plays for the Redskins. For the Bills, I think it was just, let's be effective, let's be efficient, and let's just get out of here with the victory. He wasn't asked to do much. But as I say this, right, going back to the point with Mayfield, now you take a look at Allen. I want to see Josh Allen be the better of the two quarterbacks on the field on Sunday. And of course, you know, first and foremost, the Buffalo Bills to win the game. But when you step away from this game, right, these two first round picks, one taking number one overall, one taking number 7 overall, you know, I look at it, I want to walk away from the game on Sunday and for there to be, you know, in some ways, no doubt that Josh Allen was the better quarterback on the field. leading the Buffalo Bills to victory. I know it sounds a little bit petty with that, right? What does that mean? But, you know, really, as you go with it, you think everything leading up to the 2018 draft, all the hits that Allen took, all of these pieces, you know, really, again, another matchup, right? He had the victory in week one over Sam Darnold. They'll get to play each other again in week 17. He'll play Lamar Jackson in a few weeks. But right here in front of you with Baker Mayfield, I'd love for Allen to just have that good game. You know, there'll be plenty of eyes on this one, and for him to be the better of the two quarterbacks and lead the Bills to victory. On Twitter, I did a bit of a poll this early in the day on Thursday, and Buffalo Bills fans seem relatively confident that the Bills will get the victory over the Browns. 80 to 20% have the Bills winning the game. Albeit, again, the Browns are 3-point favorite in this one. I'll be curious to see what happens. But again, if you've got some feedback, you've got a prediction for this game, hit me up on Twitter at @AnthMarino, always in the comment section at BuffaloRumblings.com. And of course, while you're here, make sure you subscribe to our family of podcasts at Buffalo Rumblings. So hit that subscribe button. Not only do you get each episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, you get the Nick and Nolan Show, Circling the Wagons, Blitz Bills, Buffalo Rumblings Q&A, the Believe podcast, and of course, the Mafia Mavens. And I encourage you to check out each of these shows. We got something different for everybody, but great content throughout the week that complements the work that we have at BuffaloRumblings.com. So as always, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Enjoy the game on Sunday. And as always, go Bills. Take care.